People are probably looking at me right now and wondering why I look so damn commanding. Well, truth is, old master's out of town, and that leaves me with the awesome responsibility of being the man of the house. Well, I know I'm not technically a man, Precious, but I am the oldest male figure left in the house, and that means many of the manly duties around here fall to me. No, I know I can't open a pickle jar. That's not the point. No, I can't drive a stick shift either, but... Well, no. Never said I could. Yes, I realize many of the great chefs in the world are men. Oh, like Master could wrestle a bear. Come on, Precious. I could. I just don't like peeing while standing up. Look, Precious, you can nitpick me all you want. The bottom line here is, I'm the man up in this piece. And sure, there are certain things Master can do that I can't. But there are plenty of things I can do that Master can't. Well, I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now, but I'm pretty... Hey, my nuts! I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry, cut that out, you stupid mutt!
Oh, female Master. I know the power structure is a bit in question around here, with Master being gone and all. But I assure you, I have things under control. You just keep doing what you've been doing. For the most part, I like what you've done with the place. So don't sweat your pretty little head. As far as I'm concerned, your job is safe. But I'll be taking over for Master till he gets back, which means I'll be the one telling me to stop licking my nuts, not you. It's okay, though. I'm not mad. I just want to get on the same page here. Yes, sir, most to all manly tasks will now fall to me, in the interim, of course.
Hey, Millie, where do you want me to set these boxes?
Who the f*** are you? Seriously, I don't know you. Put down the boxes and get the f*** out of my house. Nobody asked you, Precious. So ixnay on the iftinglay oxes bay, all right?
Don't mind Jerry, Phil. He won't hurt you.
Please tell me you're just sleeping with this guy, female master, and that he's not here to do manly household chores.
Jerry, now you stop it. Sorry about that, Phil. Thinks he's a lion sometimes, but he's just a kitty at heart.
Female master? Hey, can we talk for a second?
Oh, what is it now, Jerry? Get away from my face. Can't you see that I'm busy?
Hey, look, I know we've had our differences in the past, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let you call me a cat in front of the company. Are we square?
You cut me with that one, female master.
You cut me deep.
Jerry, I mean it now. You cut it out. I swear, I don't know what's gotten into him today, Phil.
It's okay. Just not a real big fan of dogs here, that's all.
Oh, is that right?
30 minutes later...
Jerry, get down from there. Phil doesn't want you straddling his shoulders.
No, it's okay.
See, female master, he doesn't mind. Keep your big nose out of it. Hey, Phil, you mind sitting still? It's not exactly easy keeping 65 pounds balanced on the back of a man's neck. You keep wiggling, and I'm going to tumble off here like a Carbondale cheerleader.
Wow, I would have, ow. Never guessed his toenails to be so sharp. Jerry, leave our guest alone. He doesn't love you like we do.
Fine, I'll move.
So anyway, with Walter gone, I thought it'd be the perfect time to... Jerry, get off Phil's lap. I don't think he wants to rub your belly.
No shit, he doesn't want to rub my belly. Maybe he'll leave now. Look at that scowl on his face. He'd rather handle anthrax than touch my undercarriage. He has no idea I'm f***ing with him.
He sure is a loving guy, isn't he? Yeah. Oh, yes, he is, Phil. Oh, Jerry.
You don't really think of a dog as being naked till you get a look from this angle, do you, Phil?
Look, Phil, if you don't want him, you just push him off.
Well?
You're not gonna push me off. I know your kind. You're too nice. Yes, sir. Don't want to come off as rude or, God forbid, as a dog hater. You'd rather leave. Well, go ahead. Who's stopping you, you son of a bitch?
You're staying for supper, right, Phil?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you must, after all you've done for me today.
Oh, yes. Please, Phil, stay.
Jerry, you get your butt off of Phil's mouth this instant.
It's okay. He's fine.
It's okay? Holy Phil, what do I got to do to get you to leave? Crack out the old photo albums?
Oh, goodness. Before I forget, let me get the money I owe you, Phil.
Wait. No, don't leave. Female master, come back. Don't leave me with Phil. He won't do anything to me as long as you're...
Get off of me.
Hey! God!
Stupid mutt, stay off my lap.
So predictable. Well, guess what, see? I'm on to you. Yes, sir, and I'm going to keep my distance until she gets back in the room. Then my disgusting wet nose is going in for the kill. That's right, crotch missile, right to the baby maker. You won't even see it coming, Phil. Or you can leave. No? Don't want to leave? Fine, then, because I got one more trick up my sleeve. I like to call it, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that? Shut up, precious.